Hello, everybody. This is Rafael Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast. I would like to explore another line of the famous and wonderful bracha, the blessing of Asher Yotzar, in which we praise and we thank God for the fact that we have functioning bodies. And we make this blessing whenever we come out of the bathroom. And there is a phrase right in the middle of the blessing that says, God, it is well known to you, She'im Yiposech Echon Mehem, or Yisosem Echon Mehem, that if one of the pathways in our body, one of the tubes, was to be opened or to be closed, it would be impossible to live. The Sephardi version of this blessing says, it is known to you, Shem Yisosem Echon Mehem, that if one of them would be closed, or Yiposech Echon Mehem, or one of them were to be opened, it would be impossible to live. So you notice it's a rather small difference, and the same message is being given. What's happening over here? Well, we all know there are parts of our body that have to be blocked and closed to function well, and there are other parts of our body that need to be open. So, for example, you want air to flow from into your lungs, then we all understand that your lungs have to be open to the flow of air. And if something were to block the air passageways into the lungs, then a person would asphyxiate and they wouldn't be able to breathe and they would die. However, we also understand that there are things that should not get into the lungs, which is why there is the pathway which is closed when food or drink goes down. And if water or food gets in the airways, when the passageway to the airways to the lungs should be closed, then that would lead to, the liquid would lead to some kind of infection. Person could contract pneumonia and could die because the passage that was supposed to be closed was open. We all understand that blood has to course through the veins, so the blood has to course unobstructed. If there would be a blood clot, then the passageway, the blood, would be closed. However, we all understand that if there is something that is torn, a blood vessel is torn, blood will leak out, lead to hemorrhaging, and danger could result as well. So we all understand that for the proper functioning of a human being, the open roadways have to remain open, and the closed pathways have to remain closed. Here's where I think it gets interesting. Why mention one before the other? And why would there be any difference of opinion that some say that you should mention the danger of a closed passageway first, and other communities mention the danger of an open passageway first? That's my question. So I saw an interesting explanation that, you know, to deal with this, that sort of deals with the idea of life flowing in a more general way. We all know that just like the human body, human society, or the relationship between God and his universe and the human race, is such that there are times where we want the flow of blessing to just come into the world unobstructed. We also know that there are times where the flow of blessing needs to be stopped. What do I mean? Well, think about it for a moment. I'll just spend a few moments explaining this. You can all understand that if a person doesn't have a blessing in terms of money or food, and he has no food to eat, then he's going to die. We also understand, and this is something that is a little more rare, but we see this, that when a person has too much blessings in his life, then also terrible danger can result. We have all observed, if you've heard of it directly or read a story directly, you know it. And even if you only heard it by rumor, I think you know intuitively that it's true, that there are people who win the lottery, or who get a tremendous inheritance, or who even get a kind of job that leads to them getting millions and millions of dollars, and as a result, they lose everything. They're back to zero soon enough, and they will have destroyed their lives in the hedonism that comes from all of the added benefits that they have gotten. So whether it's people, like I said, win the lottery, and then after 2 years, or and they end up as broke as they were before, and sometimes even worse. We understand that there's something called too much of a good thing that can destroy a person's life. So the question is, which is worse, to have too little or to have too much? So the Ashkenazi version of the blessing is to say, if one of them were to be open, meaning that the flow of blessing, the flow of life, there would be some kind of rupture, and it would just flow in a way that would cause more damage. There is also a danger of there not being enough of a flow of life, and that's understandable as well. But which one do you mention first? So I'd like to suggest that the version that says, and this is the version that is accepted by the Arizal, so it's more Kabbalistically in tune with reality, that even though it is true that to give someone too much of a blessing can cause damage, the greater danger is when a person receives too little in terms of blessing. So if you ever have a question, what should I do? If I give this person money or some kind of gift, then it might lead to them being spoiled, or they might lead to them somehow being damaged because I'm giving them too much of a good thing. On the other hand, if I don't show my love, if I don't show a flow of kindness, then they will feel that blockage and they will be resentful as well. So err on the side of giving too much. Obviously, they are both dangers, but according to the Arizal, the greater danger is mentioned first, that if one of them were to be blocked, and then, after you give, you can worry, and you can say, if one of them were to be open. In both cases, it's impossible to live properly. However, make sure that you err on the side of giving more if you have this kind of machlokas, if you have this kind of uncertainty in your heart. Because Hashem created the world in order to give. Olam chesed yibaneh. And just as we thank Hashem for the chesed of a well-functioning body, we should, in the course of thanking Him, understand the blessing that comes from giving itself and from the fact that we are given blessings. That's my thought for today. Have a wonderful day.